exciting day for me. 13 years ago, I was a teenager up in the far north in Liverpool, and I used to read, as a lot of adolescent boys do, a hell of a lot of science fiction and fantasy books. And I didn't think that 30 years later I would be standing next to some of the technology that all those years ago we could only dream about. Today is a very big day therefore for me, but also for London. Those of you who've seen me launch some of the other hydrogen vehicles that we now have in the capital, taxis, mopeds, will know that I have a strong belief that the solution to our problems in the city, particularly around air quality, lie with technology. They don't lie with more lentils and flip-flops and back to the Stone Age. They lie with applying our mind and our ingenuity and our knowledge of science and pushing the boundaries of science, as we have done over the last 300 or 400 years. Many of mankind's problems have been solved through science and technology, and this is no different. And of course, this bus will solve, or help to solve, two of the huge problems that plague the city. The first is air quality. London has some of the worst air quality in Europe. I live 300 yards from the most polluted road in Europe, which is the Marylebone Road, and I hope one day we'll see the hydrogen buses running along there too. But also, and we shouldn't forget this, noise. As a representative of central London, I know how much noise plays a big part in the quality of life of people who live in the centre. So a bus that is both quiet and clean will make a massive difference. Many of you will know that the Mayor has huge ambitions for the transport fleet in the capital. We already run, I think, the biggest hybrid fleet in Europe, buses, which is a huge achievement. And so to add yet another form of technology, and one which holds out so much promise to the future, as hydrogen does, is a big achievement. We're going to start with two buses, I think, rising to 5 by the spring and to 8 later in 2011. So one entire route, the RVE1, which runs from Tower Gateway to Covent Garden. A critical route because it passes through two very heavy spots of pollution at Tower Hill and Victoria Embankment, but also, frankly, it carries a lot of tourists among us. And we want to advertise the technology, because the one thing we know about Londoners is they like to kick the tyres. They believe it when they see it. And in the past, there's been an awful lot of talk about hydrogen and not much on the ground. Well, for the middle of next year, they'll have an entire bus route where not only can they travel frequently and reliably, as TfL is so good at doing, but they'll also be able to breathe easily while they do it and stop if they're carrying glass and have a drink out of the tailpipe. At the end, because the great miracle of this technology, of course, is that this bus produces nothing other than water. There's something for the little boy or girl, indeed, inside all of us that has to be fascinated and amazed by that, and recognised that today is a huge achievement for the people who put the fueling station together, and we plan to have 5 more of these in London by 2012. The designers and creators of the bus too, and they have our thanks. But also to Transport for London, first of all, for putting the project together, but also, critically, for getting some money out of the Europeans to help us pay for it. It's a pleasure in repatriating some of that taxpayers' money and seeing it here in metal and rubber on the streets of London. So congratulations to everybody involved. I'm looking forward to the tour on the park. And as I say, it's a great day for us and a big step forward.